Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And this is the Hagman Report for today. It is Tuesday, September 20th, 2022. I'm Doug Hagman. Thank you so much for your belief and trust in this platform. Thank you for spreading the word about this show. We're doing the best we can with the schedules and such, and we're doing the best we can with respect to getting out the most pertinent, most important information, minus the white noise out there, the stuff that is meant to distract and to even redirect your attention. So we're hitting at the heart, I believe, at the most important level of information you could possibly have. That said, you and I, we must be the drivers of the populist nationalist movement. I've done a lot of research, as you know, yesterday's show. Please, if you haven't done so, please go back and watch, or please watch yesterday's show, yesterday's segment. I think there's a lot of information in there. I got a lot of email feedback. Thank you for everyone who emailed. By the way, Karen in Rome, my little sister, God bless you. Thank you so very much. Appreciate all of the feedback. But we must revolt. We must push back against this globalist agenda. So we must be the actual drivers of the populist nationalist revolt. Now, I want to extend. Yesterday, by the way, I said that I was going to do a deep dive into Bill Barr today. I pushed that back to tomorrow. Thank you, Eric the Tech, for reminding me about that. I want to mention that this is important because this fits right in with this theme of these programs now, of what's really going on. Now, there's a lot of attention being drawn, of course, less than, 50-some days to the midterm elections. And there's a lot, so many people putting everything they got into winning the midterms. Now, look, I agree that we need to, everyone, every single person out there, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, you need to get off your butt and go vote in person on the day of the vote for the midterms. You need to do that. Okay. But that's kind of plan B. In my mind, that's plan B. Because look at the left and ask yourself, do these people have any sense that they're going to lose? If not, why not? I don't believe that unless we get out with overwhelming numbers for the midterms, we're going to make it. If we don't make it, and even if we do, I don't have a lot of hope for the formation of committees and exploratory committees and judicial committees to go after the globalist, criminal, psychopaths, sociopaths that are attempting to take over the United States and the entirety of the West and the planet. I don't have a lot of belief in that. Color me skeptical. But anyway. But here's the thing. You know, the thing. This is bigger than you can ever imagine. And what happened, when you look back at the election of 2020, well, when you look back at the election of 2016, what happened was the rats, these socialist psychopath maggots that are attempting to run the world. They were like, wow, boy, you know, bang, knocked off of their agenda was disrupted, obviously, because had things gone the other way right now, we would be in a much different position, but it's still coming. If they have their way, it's still coming. I have laid out for you today the evidence again. You know what I try to do when I prepare for a court case? I do my best to compile everything in a digestible format, an easy to look at format, especially when the matters are complex. If I was going to break it down in a non-complex manner, just put it this way. Good people, populist, nationalists, good people, America firsters, good people, the people that are the victims of the weaponization of the FBI, DOJ, we're the good people. We're the good guys. The bad guys are the weaponized DOJ, FBI, the Biden regime, those propping that corpse up in the Oval Office and everything else around them, along with the corporations and the media that really comprise this fascist movement. Okay, so some things, kind of a continuation of yesterday, somewhat, a little bit of redundancy, admittedly, on purpose, but the big picture, okay? With the big picture, with the important smaller pieces highlighted. Joe Allen published earlier today a report. Humanity 2.0 is coming. Ignore Steve Bannon, his warning at your own peril. Now, folks, all of the links, as usual, go to HagmanReport.com, click in the program description box, and there you will find, you can read these, download these for yourselves. There will come a day, and that day is fastly approaching, that you, me, we won't be able to download documents like this. We will not be able to access documents like this. And if you think that shows like this are guaranteed in your future, the ability to talk with respect to the subject matter, no. If you like funny puppy dogs, like I do, videos and animal videos and such for your entertainment, that's fine. You can watch those, but otherwise, no. All right, Humanity 2.0 is coming. Now, I covered this yesterday because the Biden regime, they're throwing billions into transhumanist technology. As usual, the media is clueless. Now, let me just change that word clueless to complicit. Because I don't think the entirety of the media is clueless. I think some of the teleprompter readers are, but the media themselves, the corporate people there are not clueless. But last weekend, Bannon warned the people who attended the Turning Point USA conference about the imminent transhumanist revolution. And from Silicon Valley up to the White House, tech elites, political hacks are throwing piles of money at the quest to upgrade humanity. Or at least the privileged portion, not you, not me. And they're doing this under this cloak of cancer moonshot, if you will. You know, nice sounding talking points. Hey, we can actually fix. You have a spinal injury where you lost the use of your legs. We can fix that. What about a prosthetic device? We could actually make those better, make those more human. Okay, these are all good things, but this is not what this is about. And somebody, in fact, Karen from Rome sent me a remark in her email. When you look at the porous southern border, why it's open wide, why millions upon millions of people are coming into across the border, you have to understand that there is a bigger reason for this. Lara Logan, look, I know Lara, okay, in terms of, I mean, she's been on the show. I've spoken to her off air, as Eric the Tech has as well. And she's dead nuts accurate with what she's saying. There's a bigger agenda at play here. The regionalization of America, Canada, and Mexico. And then, of course, the digital currency. And by the way, you want digital currency? It's going to require digital identity. And how do you think that's going to happen? But back to the report. The plan of the elites is to transform themselves into this cohort of gene-edited, neuro-enhanced, artificially intelligent symbiotic cyborgs. Small G gods, and to live forever, and part of that is to avoid God's judgment and wrath. Now, writes Joe Allen, anyone paying attention to this knows this is true, but the midwits, as he wrote, I would call them, in my view, criminals at Mediaite, UK Daily Mail, and Media Matters, for example, appear to have no idea of what they're talking about. I kind of think they do. Again, slightly disagreeing with Joe Allen, I think they're clued in on certain things. They're useful idiots, but okay. Bannon said at Turning Point USA, this is the biggest inflection point in human history, and I call them hinge moments. You've heard me say that. There are certain times in human history when, in fact, we have to say, wait a second, that event or these series of events defined where we're at now. I'm not going to read everything, of course, but what Bannon said was they're going to have their deal, and the devil catch the hindmost, and people say, well, hold it. I haven't heard about that. Of course you haven't heard about it. They don't want to talk about it. He's referencing the media and other corporations and such. All right. They're just going to do it. And they're going to call it the cancer moonshot. And this is what we have to stop. Anyone who ignores this call to action does so at their own peril. And believe me, this is very perilous right now. This is Book of Revelation. This is futuristic. Hey, Steve Quayle wrote about this in many of his works in the past. And I looked at that 10 years ago. I didn't even think that that was possible, or 15 years ago. Now I'm saying, man, Steve, you are ahead of your time. And he'll be on Thursday, by the way. Make sure you tune into that. Steve Bannon also referenced, and we talked about this yesterday, this new executive order, Biotechnology and Biomanufacturing Initiative. I know this kind of sounds boring, but it's not. It writes Joe Allen, I like this. Joe Biden was hauled out of his cryogenic chamber and thawed out just long enough to sign this chilling executive order, which is 14081, by the way, which authorizes $2 billion for high-risk, high-reward projects, everything from CRISPR gene-editing products and potentially dangerous mRNA vaccines to the production of cultured animal cells for human consumption. In other words, fake meat, fake anything. All right, think Clark Griswold in his position in the movie Christmas Vacation. That's my opine there. What is concerning, however, in addition to everything else, and I want to take you to this as well. The more I get into this, the deeper I get into this as an investigator, I'm looking at things. I'm saying, wait a second, man, you know, people I thought were innocent are guilty as hell. The things I thought were innocuous are evil as hell. For example, I guess an extension of that is, if you look at the executive order 14081, the third paragraph, section 1, confesses faith in one of the central dogmas of transhumanism. The idea that DNA, which is God's, that's God's creation. It's a language of life. Can be written and rewritten as if the scientists were merely working out the bugs in the piece of software. And then Joe Allen takes you to a white paper written in 2019. Writes Joe Allen, this cyborg philosophy now suffuses our so-called intelligentsia under many different names. This 2019 white paper, produced by Policy Horizons Canada, describes it as biodigital convergence. In fact, the name I used, title I used in part for yesterday's show, and something I mentioned yesterday as well, hammered on yesterday as well. Remember that phrase, biodigital convergence, because that will be the key to everything moving forward. What that is, we continue to see the powerful effects of digitization, and more are surely to come. But we may be on the cusp of another disruption of similar magnitude. Digital technologies and biological systems are beginning to combine and merge in ways that could be profoundly disruptive to our assumptions about society, the economy, and our bodies. Well, think back to the COVID-19 response, and also the origins and how long they worked on this. Xi Zhengli, the bat lady, okay, Ralph Baric, others, including Fauci and Collins, and the scarf lady, Birx, who wrote a book basically admitting everything. Think about the people involved in this, that in my view, 100 years ago, would be hanging from trees right now. But the day's young yet, right? This worldview is this conceptual convergence of biological and digital systems. In other words, the full physical integration of biological and digital entities, or if you want to call them cyborgs. Russ Dizdar called them super soldiers, for example, because you can actually make a super soldier, and so on. The mRNA, we call mRNA the software of life. That's according to Moderna's CEO. So what in the hell have you, not you, the audience, but you, the non-listening audience, and some people who are listening, including some physicians who I've directly had confrontations with, you're promoting an mRNA shot that's going to write or otherwise impact God's, what God created me to be, my DNA. And in my case, maybe that's a good thing, right? Okay, I'm joking, but you get the idea. I talked yesterday about Tal Zaks, the chief medical officer for Moderna. We've been living this phenomenal digital scientific revolution, and I'm here today to tell you that we're actually hacking the software of life. Like hell, you're going to hack the software of life of my family. Again, rope, tree, assembly required 100 years ago. Just saying. Of course, that's called information therapy. They like to think of it as information therapy. Think about the words that they're using here. Because they're going to roll this out and say new cancer treatments, new inoculations, new gene therapies. Remember yesterday, Sarah Dunn, I played this. She's the leading figure at Microsoft's Skunk Works, Operation Station B, is yet another example of corporate transhumanism sounding like a sci-fi acid casualty. Dunn has said that everywhere I look, I see cells operating as little computers. Sure you do. Little. Okay. And of course, Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum chairman, that villain out of central casting, along with his whatever you call this specimen of humanity, Yuval Noah Harari, famously dubbed the mutant elite arising from the fourth industrial revolution as Homo Deus, or human god. So you can read that in his book, Homo Deus. I got a used copy, and I'm telling you what, this guy, to me, okay, again, I'm not going to say it. You know what I'm thinking. So I want to play this right now. Let me grab my note. Where's my notes here? I want to play this video. This will be, let me see here. Let's go to, video two. This is Joe Allen of Biden, about Biden creating the, again, I talked about this yesterday, really kind of just punched it a little bit, but really did not get into it that deeply. This is Joe Allen, video two in the show notes. A director of Biden created ARPA-H, intends to edit human genomes at new agency. Now, there are two clips to this. You can see the whole thing in the show notes, but two clips from this. The first one is just a little over 2 minutes, and let's go there first, clip A from video two. Here it is.
The biological technologies at DARPA. Our flagship programs include revolutionizing prosthetics. We're now closing the loop where a man and machine can be integrated together. Humanity will change more in the next 20 years than all of recent history. And I do think that we are on a trajectory towards this. On the upslope, if you can see it, there's things like human 2.0, human machine convergence. These are things that are somewhere on the horizon that genome engineering and gene editing will be a part of. So how do we make sure that we can pursue this future in a safe manner? What about enhancing that baseline state? So there's defensive enhancement. We do this already, actually. Think about vaccination. So when you're vaccinated, you actually are introduced to a change that is lifelong lasting that protects you from disease. This is an enhancement that most individuals are accepting of and even find it honorable and a must. We require if our children go to school that they must be vaccinated.
This is the biggest inflection point in human history. In the lived experience of half of this room, or maybe more, we're going to get to a point where you're going to have human 2.0, right? They're telling you that. They're funding that. This is not science fiction. This is fact. This is what they're working on. This is the underpinnings of what the World Economic Forum and the Great Reset's about. All of those converging forces in a totalitarian, they've taken the model of the Chinese Communist Party, right? An administrative state, correct? With a funding mechanism, a central bank, and these state-owned industries that have converged for ultimate authoritarian and, I think, totalitarian power, correct? And in that, they're going to, because they're all godless, they all want to live forever. Immortality, don't they talk about they're going to save kids and they're going to do, that's all crap. They want to be immortal, right? And they also say there's too many people, the carrying capacity of this planet, there's too many people, right? So we got to figure out how we're going to do here. You know, they're all over Tucker and the great replacement theory and about the thing. Hey, the great replacement theory is Homo sapiens. That's what they're trying to replace.
And there it is, too. I wanted to get that in there because people talk about this replacement theory in the context of the southern border invasion. Well, yes, but it's bigger than that. It's not about replacing whites, okay, or the Eastern European foundation of America. No, it's not about that. Well, it is, but that's not the primary motivating factor. No. No, it's not. It's bigger than that. They want to look, they want to kill you or use you as a slave. And the rollout When you look at this through the lens of the response to the SARS-CoV-2 bioweapon, when you look at it through that lens, things start to make sense. Why are they pushing? Why did they push so much the clot shot, injecticide, jab, whatever you want to call it? Why? In fact, why are they still pushing it? Why do I see commercials on television? Why, when I go to a doctor's office, do I see signs and stuff on the monitors, you know, that they have there now? Why? They need you to take it, not just for compliance purposes, but I believe for other purposes as well. And I also believe that there is a time bomb of sorts, depending on how you want to look at this, in the shot itself. Okay, I'm going to go right to clip two, because at the beginning of that first clip, clip B, I should say, because at the beginning of the first clip, you saw that woman out there, that Renee Wisrar, whatever her last name is, however you pronounce it, talking and sounding, you know, again, this is such a great thing. But who is she? And does she have any influence? Because we could be talking about mopes out there, you know, that really have no influence. Well, let's find out who she is. Let's go to clip B.
Renee Wegrizen comes out of DARPA. She spent 4 years at DARPA as a project or a program manager from 2016 to 2020. She was working on everything from her Safe Gene program, was looking at how you can implement genetic alterations in human beings, quote unquote, safely, safe and effective designer human beings, so to speak. She also worked with a program called PREPARE, which looked at how you can simply modify the expression of genes without changing the genome in order to respond to everything from pandemics to a bioweapons attack. Now, her next job on her resume was at Ginkgo Bioworks, a Boston-based mutation corporation that works with genetically altered organisms to produce industrial products, and also medicines, and also to work on COVID-19 testing. And I think a quote that comes from their founder, Tom Knight, is, he says, the interesting thing to program in the 21st century isn't going to be computers. It's biology. And that includes human biology. So this is the background that Wegrizen comes from. We can only assume what she's going to do from there. But looking at the project she's worked on, I think it's pretty obvious where she's going to go.
Hang on. And I want to know, preserve your documents, because this is the reason we must win on November 8th. And we're going to get into all the practicality and the math throughout the country that's showing that. But this is the reason we have to win, because we need the and people in this her group, this ARPA-H. ARPA-H is just going by stroke of a pen, create something. No. These are going to be major congressional investigations. They should know we're already working with people on Capitol Hill about this. So preserve your documents, because.
Okay. The reason I included that last part in there is because I do want, and I do hope that we can enjoy Plan B before we have to go to go another route, because I do hope, I really do, that things can be resolved in that fashion. So, but regardless, it's up to us as well. We have to get involved, and we have to do so absolutely around the midterms. And I say that with all of my heart. And I think that, look, I think we can, because there are more of us than there are of them. You know, I just want to thank you for supporting our program. Thank you so very much for allowing me to continue providing you this information. I couldn't do it without your support, and I really appreciate that. So thank you so much. I also want to thank our corporate sponsors. And by the way, I don't have any corporate sponsors. I don't personally use or believe in myself. I would never take you down a bad road. In fact, you know, before I've rejected sponsors because of their woke policies. But that aside, You know, one of the greatest things I think I can do as a responsible family man, as a responsible person in my household, is to save money. When you have multiple credit cards, because, hey, life happens, right? And you're carrying balances on your credit cards, especially with high APRs, you're spending money needlessly. Well, you're accumulating, my goodness, accumulating interest. You're using up your available credit by doing so. So I have a solution for you. Lightstream.com/Hagman. The fine folks at Lightstream have really done a great job for our listeners. And I'd like you to take advantage of this if you are in a position where, for example, high interest rates are making it hard to make a dent in your credit card debt, which it happens. So go to lightstream.com/Hagman. A credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream can help you pay off your credit cards and lock in a low fixed interest rate. Now, rates start at just 5.73% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. You can get the loan as soon as the same day you apply. Rates are never going to go up over the life of the loan. And you can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 without any fees whatsoever. No fees. It's great. This is a fantastic program. And I would urge you, everyone, to take advantage of this. Just for my listeners, apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Hagman. That is LIGHTSTREAM. That's lightstream.com/Hagman. Remember, two N's on Hagman. This is subject to credit approval. Rates range from 5.73% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply. And offers are subject to change without notice. Now visit lightstream.com/Hagman for more information. You will thank me later. You will be glad you did. I'm going to tell you that right now. All right. Continuing on with the, and by the way, thank you so much. Again, thank you for your support and your belief. But again, I began last week, sea change, this fundamental transformation. We have to adapt to what's coming ahead. We have to be ahead of everything else. We're not going to be stagnant in a pool of other podcasts. We can't do that. We have to move forward. We have to make sure you're prepared, that we're prepared, and that everyone is prepared for what's about to come. And please, folks, get prepared, because it is going to get dicey out there. Because again, humanity 2.0 is coming. The infrastructure is already laid there. But why is that? Why? Well, I'll tell you why. And I'll tell you even the hows. I'm going to continue with War Room. Let's go to video 3. War Room dissects the invasion of technocratic ideas in American government. Now, this is really an interesting piece. This is a longer piece, but please pay attention to exactly what's in here, because I cannot say it any better, any clearer, nor can it be made any clearer for you. Let's go to clip 3. Go ahead.
Great. You know, during World War II, when the Allies were lining up on both sides of the fight, they didn't all exist at the beginning of the conflict. It took time to develop the Allied relationships and so on. This is exactly what's happened between technocracy and transhumanism. They weren't necessarily connected, say, 20, 30 years ago, but they are now. And they found common ground from a number of reasons, but they found common ground to work together. And now we see the World Economic Forum is openly talking about both of these items, not only the Great Reset into sustainable development, which I argue is technocracy, but also transhumanism, especially transhumanism. They're pause very open.
Okay. The reason I wanted to pause that, without that release of the bioweapon in late 2019, none of this cooperation could have happened, in my view, would have happened as quickly and as efficiently as it did. Now, okay, think about that. By the way, this is Patrick Wood. I consider him a friend. He's been on our show. I've got his books. He's coming out with another book. And I'll tell you what, he knows what he talks about. And remember that analogy about the opposing forces the forces in war coming together. Go ahead, continue.
And about hijacking the evolutionary process and taking over and recreating man and other living things into their own image or their own ideas or imagination is absolutely crazy.
We're going to get back to some definitional work in a second. We only got a minute here before break. But the executive order, it was, you know, Joe Allen told me immediately, says, hey, Patrick Woods got to the heart of that executive order. Yeah. Those two lines in there where they say, essentially, the human cell in biology is just as programmable as the silicon chip. Is that the tell?
It is. There was a lot more than that, but because it reinforced it. But that is absolutely the tell. This is pure, unadulterated transhumanism, and it's being brought into the entire institution, whole of government type of operation, it was called.
Whole of government.
Whole of government. That's in kind of a new term in the last 20 years.
Yep.
But it's very dangerous, and it is a complete wholesale giveaway of our country towards the transhuman movement.
If you look at, we're going to get into transhumanism. If you think it's been science fiction, you know, we've had Joe Allen now with us, I think, about a year and a half. If you think it's science fiction, understand it is hardcore science fact now from the White House with $2 billion of your money to back it up, plus all the private equity. Trillions of dollars are going to go into this.
Okay. Sorry about that. That's it? Huh. Well, go figure. All right. I thought there was more to that. Patrick Wood explains in his book, Technocracy, exactly the infrastructure that was put in place because of the SARS-CoV-2 pandemic release of the bioweapon, but most importantly by the mRNA jabs. And something very interesting about this, okay, about the mRNA jabs. Let me ask you a question. Think back, if you can. And many people, look, I've talked to a lot of people. I don't remember what life was like before COVID. I get that. Think back to when you were younger, any time prior to SARS-CoV-2. If somebody said, look, here's what we're going to do. We are going to use gene editing technology, mRNA, to deliver vaccines. And when I say vaccines, I'm talking about vaccines. Deliver whatever the case might be. You would say, no, 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 no. You can't. No. Are you nuts? Look how many people are embracing that today. So why is this necessary? And this is bothering me because as an investigator, you look at a number of things when you investigate stuff. It's not like an investigator, right? You look at the crime scene. You look at various people, suspects, potential. And then motive comes in. If motive, a lot of times, stares you right in the face and you don't even see it. A lot of people don't even see it. And a lot of times motive stares you in the face and you can identify it like right now. In this case, the motive has been well hidden and multi-layered actually, which makes it more complicated. Now, speaking in my experience as an investigator, but let's touch on motive here for a moment, shall we? Of course. I want to take you back to a video I played yesterday. This is video one. Now, you have to understand Pippa Malgram, who her father was and who she is today. She was a special advisor to George W. Bush. And by the way, this transcends politics. Everything I'm talking about transcends politics. I want you to hear this one more time. You heard it yesterday. I'm going to play it again today. Well, actually, Eric, the tech is going to play it today. Otherwise, I'd be just sitting here going, this is what she said. So it's best to let her talk about this. This was earlier this year at a summit. Go ahead.
Bit late for that. I remember talking to an Australian diplomat at one point about this break between the U.S. and China, and said, you know, both sides are going to say, whose team are you on? Mm. And he said, our job is to make sure the question never arises. But the question has arisen. And so I think we have to go deeper. And it's not about the U.S. versus China. It's about what underpins a world order is always the financial system. I was very privileged. My father was an advisor to Nixon when they came off the gold standard in 71. And so I was brought up with a kind of inside view of how very important the financial structure is to absolutely everything else. And what we're seeing in the world today, I think, is we are on the brink of a dramatic change where we are about to, and I'll say this boldly, we're about to abandon the traditional system of money and accounting and introduce a new one. And the new one, the new accounting, is what we call blockchain. It means digital. It means having a almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy, which will give us far greater clarity over what's going on. It also raises huge dangers in terms of the balance of power between states and citizens. In my opinion, we're going to need a digital constitution of human rights if we're going to have digital money. But also, this new money will be sovereign in nature. Most people think that digital money is crypto and private. But what I see are superpowers introducing digital currency. The Chinese were the first. The U.S. is on the brink, I think, of moving in the same direction. The Europeans have committed to that as well.
Yeah. Well, okay, so we are further along than you can imagine. Every time you go out to shop, I just want to say this. Every time you go out to shop, if you use a debit card or credit card, whatever, you are feeding the beast. You are helping the beast. May I ask a favor of you? Would you use cash instead? Especially if you're going to buy ammunition, firearms, whatever, because the IRS is tracking you. Why do you think there's 87,000, as I mentioned yesterday, 87,000 new IRS agents? But again, we are further along than people realize. Conservative Treehouse published a couple of days ago this article titled "White House Introduces the Joe Biden U.S. Central Bank Digital Currency." You didn't know about this, did you? Well, if you combine rights, this is written at the Last Refuge. Again, the link will be in the program description box. If you combine government use of energy policy, government regulation on individuals around that energy policy, and the self-interested need to control political opposition, you discover one of the most effective ways to control human activity is to control their finance. Now he goes into the example of, remember the truckers, when the truckers gathered up in Ottawa, in Castro, Justin Trudeau Castro, in his province. Remember what happened up there? He gave you a glimpse of what is going to happen here in America. Australia and Canada are two testing grounds for what's going to happen in the U.S. He froze the bank accounts of the truckers. He froze assets. He denied loans, blocked mortgages, confiscated wealth and incomes of his political opposition without any due process, all because of the people challenging his COVID dictates. And they were beyond fascist or beyond authoritarian, beyond tyrannical. Now, writes Zondes, take those reference points as an overlay and now consider this undisclosed, did you hear that? Undisclosed recent announcement from the Biden regime. I went over this a little bit yesterday, but it bears repeating. Biden often summarizes his vision for America in one word: possibilities. A digital dollar may seem far-fetched, but modern technology could make it a real possibility. You bet your backside it's going to be a possibility. It's the infrastructure is already there. Now, you can read this article, and I suggest you do. The link will be in the program description box. But when you read that entire announcement, you realize that the system has been already built. If the system is built and they're now making policy recommendations, as PIPA stated, the question becomes, what's the goal? And this is what we've been talking about. I've been talking about for the last 2 days. Well, again, some crime scenes you walk into, you don't have to look very far for an explanation of what happened. You see a body with a dagger sticking out of a guy with a knife sticking out of his chest. Okay, you know what happened. You just have to find out who and why and when. Well, we know a lot of this. The World Bank Government Summit 2022. That took place in March 29th and 30th in Dubai. And you got to ask yourself, too, where are these things going? Where are all these? What's with Dubai? Where everyone's dressed in towels around their head and burqas and you get the idea. Anyway, more than 4,000 individuals from 190 countries, including senior government officials, heads of international organizations, global experts, they all were there presenting their information, worldviews from within their fields of specialty. And again, this PIPA name cracks me up. An American economist who served as special advisor on the economic policy to George W. Bush. Oh, yeah, the painter. But again, remember who her father was. Harold served as a senior aide to Kennedy, to Johnson, to Nixon, and to Ford. You think he ever met Kissinger and Brzezinski? I bet you he did. But what you saw her say was the quiet part out loud. They're no longer hiding the construct. You will hear, well, they're saying openly what the future is going to look like. You heard her say it. The transcript is written there. And here's the bottom line. The entry into a digital currency needs a digital identity. Again, it needs a digital identity. Now, earlier I was talking about, and I showed you Humanity 2.0 is coming. That was Joe Allen's paper. Page 2, when you start digging down, this was written in February of 2020. Now, to write a paper of this magnitude, and you have to have some lead time, certainly research time and lead time. And I'm looking at the date of this paper. I'm looking at the scope of this paper, and I'm seeing, wait a second. Again, from a crime scene perspective, because we're looking at one major crime scene. From a crime scene perspective, that is an indictment of the authors. That's an indictment of the system. That's an indictment of where we're headed. That's like a confession. In my view, a confession of what they, the suspects, the criminals, the globalists, are going to do, intend to do. You can put page 2 up there. This is page 2 on the program description notes or in the program description box. You can read this for yourself. Let me find it on my notes here. All right. Well, I guess I didn't find it. Hang on just one second here. Hold on. I'll get to it. Well, you can see it. Exploring Biodigital Convergence. And if you scroll down on there, there's a lot of information. And I'll be honest with the viewers out there and listeners, I cannot see the preview screen, that small print. You don't have to do anything to it. But you can go through this and take a look. And you don't have to do that. Eric, thank you, though. Well, okay, scroll down a little bit here. This paper explains what they're going to do, how they're going to do it, what the pretext for doing it will be, and essentially how to ensure the public that this is all good for you. All right. Make sure you check that paper out, and thank you for making that bigger. And yes, all of this is important, okay? When you look at the words in the presentation, none of these people have your best interest at heart. What they are attempting to do, and think about this, here we are. People have been talking about this economic collapse we're facing, and we are. Look at the unbridled, unfettered spending that has gone on, the gazillions of dollars of money. They just print money like it's going out of style. Hey, let's send Ukraine a whole bunch of money. Let's say it doesn't matter because they're going to collapse the system. They're going to collapse the U.S. dollar. They are going to compel you into a digital currency. That's their intent. You have money in the bank. All my money's in the bank. Or all my money's in my mattress or my coffee cans in the house. Wherever you keep it, it's going to be worthless. How are you going to eat? How are you going to pay your mortgage? How are you going to do anything? Well, you have to convert it to a digital currency. And once that happens, once we allow that to happen, you are now complete slaves of the system because they can turn you off just like Castro did up north, or they can reward you by your behavior. And this is where climate change comes into. If you think that the push for green energy sustainability, if you think all of that is just a bunch of hooey and nonsense and a bunch of, hair on fire people saying, hey, the sea level is going to rise and all, look, That's all a mind, okay? It has nothing to do with any of that. It has to do with your compliance into a system where they will control you and they will tell you you can't drive a motor vehicle. Look, how many states right now are pushing toward these electric cars? It's senseless. When you really stop and think about electric vehicles and the eradication of oil and gas, it's absolutely senseless. Because where does the battery power come from? But I digress. It's not about saving the planet. It's not about anything except control and subjugation. And that too, let me wrap this up by going back and saying, take a look at what happened in 2020. Take a look at what happened with the forced inoculation. You want to work, yet you're going to get jabbed. Oh, God, I got jabbed because I wanted to keep my job. How did that go? You know what? I'd say pretty well. If I was, an evil man in charge, pretty well. How many billions of people got that shot? You want to do whatever you've got to. You want an organ transplant? You got to get the jab. That's the compliance. I'll just say this. That's the least level of compliance that you will be subjected to and I will be subjected to. You've got to take a look at this as a much bigger issue. because it is a much bigger issue. Right now, we have a bunch of psychopaths and sociopaths running things behind the scenes. But like the Wizard of Oz, you pull back that curtain and you can see exactly who and what they are. And like a crime scene, you can see the motive. You will be able to see the motive once you understand the various elements of the crime scene and know what you are looking at. You will understand, of course, the push for digital currencies, because otherwise your money will be worthless. I will be getting into a lot of information tomorrow, again tomorrow, because of the a deep dive, Bill Barr and some other people involved. And also part of this, I mentioned the southern border, but I also want to mention this. The weaponization of the Department of Justice and FBI going against white supremacy. I was looking at that, and I was looking at the information available to me. And even if you watch Tucker Carlson yesterday, one of the whistleblowers who was fired for talking was saying, hey, there are more FBI agents than there are potential white supremacists. It's not about white supremacy. That might be what they're presenting, but it's not about white supremacy, not in the least. Let me see if I can bring this up here, because I saw this and I thought, now this is pretty interesting, and I think that this has its roots back a couple of decades, but there was a reason when this was set up. I'm going to kind of tie this into what's taking place today. Obviously, you remember 9/11. Well, Biden, again, not him, because I don't think he could, eat his pudding without help. He has extended the national emergency after, remember the national emergency after 9/11? Well, he extended that after the creation of a new Department of Justice task force to combat domestic terrorism. By domestic terrorism, of course, he's referencing white supremacy. But that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about you and I, people who are disclosing the agenda, the bigger agenda, people like Laura Logan, people like Steve Bannon and Joe Allen, the bigger agenda of this transhumanism, this digital convergence, humanity 2.0, and exposing digital currency, why you shouldn't use it. Look, if you are rocking the boat, we need to shut you up. And that's what this is all about. So, and the story here is the perpetuation of this national emergency is part of the plan, the creation of the National Emergency Act back subsequent to 2001 has been weaponized. I'm not sure if its creation was necessarily nefarious, but it has fully nefarious now. And what I'm seeing right now is the fact that they are now focusing their assets. I'm talking about the FBI, Department of Justice, and the IRS, focusing their assets on anyone who says, wait a second, things don't look right here at this particular crime scene. They're the bad cops that have contaminated the crime scene. They're the bad cops who are avoiding or who are attempting to change the crime scene. They're the bad cops who are giving the press conferences saying nothing to see here. They're the bad cops who are going to subjugate a prison and kill all of you. When I say bad cops, I'm talking about the higher levels of the DOJ, FBI, as well as some participants within the bodies of those agencies. Please understand how big this is. This is bigger than you and I. We need to prepare. Please look, if you think this is worth it, please pass this along to anyone you know. Post it on social networking, on Getter, on wherever you can post it. Post it, tell a friend about it. And please leave some feedback either at Brighteon or Rumble, or send me an email, Doug@HagmanReport.com, and tell me what you think. May God bless each and every one of you. Thank you so much. And John F., thank you so much for creating that link, by the way. May God bless each and every one of you. Good night.